Welcome to Stork Science World, the podcast that makes cutting-edge research accessible and exciting. I'm Jamie, and this podcast is produced by Stork, the research productivity software that's revolutionizing how scientists work.
And I'm Alex. We're diving into fascinating scientific discoveries that are shaping our future. Today we've got some groundbreaking research on CRISPR gene editing that could change how genetic therapies work.
That's right, Alex. We're looking at a really interesting paper published in Nucleic Acids Research in 2025, titled Autophagy Induction Enhances Homologous Recombination-Associated CRISPR-Cas9 Gene Editing. And let me tell you, this could be a game changer for precision gene editing.
Absolutely. So before we dive in, let's break down what this actually means for our listeners. CRISPR-Cas9 is this revolutionary gene editing tool that scientists use to make precise cuts in DNA. It's like molecular scissors that can target specific genes.
Right, and when CRISPR makes these cuts, the cell has different ways to repair the break. One method is called non-homologous end joining, or NHEJ, which is quick but error-prone. It can introduce small insertions or deletions that might disrupt gene function.
And then there's homologous recombination, or HR, which is what this study focuses on. HR is more precise because it uses a donor DNA template to guide the repair. It's great for inserting specific sequences or making precise corrections, but it's way less efficient than NHEJ.
Exactly. And that's been a major challenge in the field. Scientists have been trying various approaches to boost HR efficiency, but they've all had limitations. Some methods interfere with normal cellular functions, while others are hard to apply in living organisms.
So what's new about this study is that the researchers discovered something pretty unexpected. They found that triggering autophagy, which is basically the cell's recycling system, significantly improves HR-associated gene editing. That's honestly pretty surprising.
It really is. Autophagy is this natural cellular process where cells break down unnecessary or dysfunctional components. It's like spring cleaning for your cells. What's fascinating is that the researchers found this process can actually help with precise gene editing.
So how did they actually induce autophagy in their experiments? They used two main approaches, either nutrient deprivation, like glucose starvation, or chemical treatments with mTOR inhibitors like rapamycin and taurin-1.
And they tested this across multiple cell lines, human cells like HEK293T, HeLa, and U2OS, as well as mouse embryonic fibroblasts. In all cases, inducing autophagy significantly increased the efficiency of HR-mediated gene editing.
What I found particularly interesting is that they didn't just stop at cell cultures. They actually tested this in living mice too. They performed subretinal injections with their CRISPR system and various mTOR inhibitors, and they observed increased fluorescence intensity in the treated groups, indicating successful gene editing.
That's a crucial point, Alex. The fact that this works in vivo makes it potentially much more valuable for therapeutic applications. And speaking of applications, they also tested this approach in patient-derived cells with a disease-causing mutation.
Right. They worked with fibroblasts from patients with a hearing loss mutation in the MPZL2 gene. When they applied their autophagy-enhanced gene editing approach, they saw significantly increased expression of corrected transcripts. That's pretty promising for potential therapies.
Now, one thing I found fascinating is that this enhancement only worked for HR with double-stranded DNA donors. It didn't improve editing with single-stranded DNA templates, which use a different repair pathway called SSTR.
That's such an important observation because it tells us something about the underlying mechanisms. The researchers actually identified several proteins that were recruited to Cas9 under autophagy conditions, including DNA2, ATRX, and TET2, which are involved in the HR pathway specifically.
Exactly. And what's really exciting about this approach is that it's relatively simple to implement and could be broadly applicable across different cell types. Plus, autophagy itself has beneficial effects on cellular health, so there could be additional advantages beyond just improved gene editing.
I'm particularly intrigued by their finding that this approach also works with nickase Cas9, or even dead Cas9. That's important because these variants cause fewer off-target effects and chromosomal rearrangements compared to wild-type Cas9.
Absolutely. Safety is crucial when we're thinking about therapeutic applications. This could potentially give us the best of both worlds, improved efficiency, and better safety profiles.
So to summarize, this study shows that inducing autophagy, either through nutrient deprivation or with chemical compounds like mTOR inhibitors, can significantly enhance homologous recombination-based CRISPR gene editing across various cell types and even in vivo.
And what makes this particularly exciting is the potential for clinical applications. Some of these mTOR inhibitors, like rapamycin, are already FDA approved for other uses, which could potentially accelerate the pathway to therapeutic applications.
Exactly. This could be a relatively straightforward way to improve the precision and efficiency of gene editing therapies. And with the growing interest in using CRISPR for treating genetic diseases, any improvement in efficiency could have major impacts.
Well, that brings us to the end of today's episode of Stork Science World. We want to thank you for joining us as we explored this fascinating research on enhancing CRISPR gene editing through autophagy induction.
If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to Stork Science World wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, this podcast is brought to you by Stork, the research productivity software helping scientists worldwide accelerate their discoveries.
Until next time, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Keep exploring the fascinating world of science.